America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. Steve Taylor here with the Faith and Freedom Network. We're glad to have you on board. Good afternoon, Colleen.
Nice to be along here with you on this Tuesday.
Amen. And that we have a lot to speak about today, and hopefully we'll have some phone calls to talk to some folks out in Hampton Roads and maybe other parts of the state, maybe even parts of the country. That our phone number that you can reach us at is 757-488-5299. This is the Faith and Freedom Network, Radio Free Virginia.
You can also listen online at mylighthouseradio.com and also on our Facebook page at WPMH The Lighthouse as well, so you can catch us all those different ways. And certainly join in on the conversation at 488-5299. The program is being brought to you by the Alliance Legal Group right here in Hampton Roads. And if you'd like more information about their services and what they provide and do, you can go to www.debtfreeva.com, debtfreeva.com, and you can chat with Steve there and find out some more information about what the folks do there right here in Hampton Roads for you.
Well, and, you know, kind of tagging on to that, because I am the president of Alliance Legal Group, and what we do, we got four offices around Hampton Roads. And, you know, most folks know us as, you know, one of the top bankruptcy filing law firms in the area. We do, you know, I think last month we did like 18%, but, you know, usually it's over 20%. Sometimes we get towards 25% of the area. We're one of the, I guess if there was a player, I hate that word, but, the, you know, one of the people that file a lot of bankruptcies in this area just got off. We got Zoom hearings, and so that I'm running into the office today, into the studio, just finishing a Zoom hearing. And that's kind of nice that the if there's one nice thing about the pandemic is that we've been doing a lot of hearings by, you know, video, which is kind of nice for you, too, that if you have to file bankruptcy, that over the last year, we don't know how long they're going to last, but, you know, as long as the communist takeover goes on, they're going to try to make us be fearful with wearing a mask and, you know, just like they said a year and a half ago, you know, just 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Remember that? Well, you know, that it's been 2 weeks, I think. And so who knows how long, much longer it's going to take to flatten that curve. But as long as they can get you to be afraid that you can, they can control you, that they're going to be doing this. And so that part of that whole agenda kind of at least lays out the one benefit that you can do your bankruptcy by phone as far as your hearing, and by Zoom for your hearings as well. So I guess this is a bright spot. That's one of them right there.
There you go.
And like I said, we do way more than just bankruptcy. We help people live debt-free. You know, that we had a client yesterday that came in, and bless his heart, that we help folks all the time that with kind of unique sort of proposals. We had a person called in yesterday, actually came in the office, and he had like a $20,000 debt. That's all he had, and I'm trying to remember exactly how he ended up getting that, but it was really just something that was really, I hate saying it, but no fault of his own, that there's some sort of difficult situation in his life occurred. And so he had this one debt of $20,000, and they had a court date coming up, and he had, you know, bless his heart, he had Social Security as far as income, so was his wife. And so he didn't have a lot of money to pay this $20,000 debt. And he had this house that, bless his heart, his mom had just passed away, and it didn't have any equity. I mean, it had a lot of equity in it. And so, but he didn't want this big lien on his house. And praise the Lord that we called the same day they came in, that we called the creditor. He loved the Lord. We prayed, and they settled it for like what it was about knocked off about $7,000-$8,000, and we just got it done. And they did it over 2 years. And so, you know, we had to work out, and it worked out really good. And so that's the kind of stuff that we do. We help people out. If you've got debt problems, please call us. And the other thing that that the Alliance Legal Group does. Again, it sponsors this program. And the reason they sponsor that, the reason we sponsor this program, it's kind of like a Mike Lindell sort of thing. You know, that we want to get this news out. That's really true. That's the whole reason we're doing this. You know,
that's giving you the resources and you're able to.
And it'd be nice to sell some pillows on here. Not pillows, but, you know, what we do. And that's you know, we sell legal services, and that helps us stay in business. And we've had a really, really rough time during this pandemic because people are not filing as many bankruptcies because they're not having to face the issues like foreclosure like they used to, which used to be a big issue, which is a good thing. You know, I'm glad that it's going to come out in about a month and a half, though, in October. That unless they continue it again, who knows what they're going to do. But bankruptcy is a great option to get rid of bills, stop garnishments, which are a lot going on. We stopped one yesterday, stop lawsuits. Usually it's one of the best tools that we have to keep those creditors at bay. And so give us a call. We'd be glad to help you and give you some answers. I've been doing this for almost 30 years now. Since 1990, I guess that is a little over 30 years, and about 25 years on with the Alliance Legal Group or the law offices of Steve Taylor. We got some wonderful Christian folks at that office that love the Lord. They'll pray with you. We got a chaplain, Pastor Don, that he's regularly on. He might call in today. I said, Don, I just had my hearing today, and I was running late, and so that I need some help. So please call in. And so, you know,
he always has good things to say, too. Oh, he keeps up with what's happening in the country.
Every morning, you know, praise the Lord that we have this a prayer session. Now we're meeting at the office, praise the Lord, and that we talk about some of the cases that we're talking about today, so much stuff going on. So maybe he'll call in, and we spoke to our of counsel. He's not really an attorney, so I can't say of counsel, but our friend from Arizona, Tony, and he's got a lot of good. He's talking about an internment camp or something like that Mike Lindell, as a matter of fact, was talking about. So maybe he'll call in about that. So today we've got a few articles. We're going to be talking about some of the news. I got most of my articles from Epoch Times. If you haven't tuned into Epoch Times, they're one of the best mainline sort of news producers. That it's like a newspaper. I get the newspaper. I used to get the hard paper because I like reading the newspaper, but they got a great online newspaper. Do you subscribe to that? Do you look at it at all?
I've seen it online.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's really inexpensive. And we as Christians need to support those things that support the faith. So you need to, you know, boycott, not buy into the Amazon as much as possible. Support your local folks. I mean, that's part of there's a war going on. And that you need to keep folks that are doing the right thing in business. There's a big war against, you know, communism, which is what we're in the midst of. If you haven't figured that out yet, it's not a conspiracy theory. You know, one of the things that we talk about is globalism. Globalism is one worldism is what one worldism, big government is communism. So, you know, we have really a real strong tie-in. We talked about the economy thing the other day, didn't we, as far as why people are into ecology. Did we ever talk about that?
You mentioned that about the environmentalism part of things.
Environmentalism, that's why they want to do the whole thing. So so we're going to have a few articles here today. Again, you can call in at 488-5299. Let's jump into it. The first article that I see that's on here is that, let's do this one right here. 19 Republican senators join all Democrats, you know, they're always on the same page, to pass the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which has absolutely nothing to do with infrastructure, and that it's crazy that the, you know, what's amazing to me, I mean, I don't know, but I'm thinking that, you know, so that this is what, this is, while some have called the bill as bipartisan, several prominent Republicans have vocally opposed and claimed it to hand a victory to Democrats in the this midterm. Of course, Senate minority voted in favor of the measure. You know that, McConnell's terrible. McConnell. You know, he's just the worst. Gave it his blessing, and he's, you know, that Trump said that Mitch McConnell, he's working so hard to give Biden a victory. Now they're going for the big one, including the biggest tax increase in the history of our country, right before they voted on the bill. And of course, that's what they did. And of course, this is just the preliminary. Now they want to do a $3.5 trillion additional. And they're not going to even, it has nothing to do with infrastructure. It has everything to do with bad policy and communism and socialism and government overreach. You know, this bill right here, if I'm not mistaken, this did, I don't think they took it out. I'm sure they didn't take it out. That had the provision about the pilot test to put trackers in your vehicle so that they could figure out how to charge you on a mile, tax you on a mile, on a mileage basis per mile. That's the next thing that comes before the end of this 4-year period of time. They're hoping to be able to tax people as they drive per mile.
Why is that? Because for energy efficiency?
No, they want more money. I mean, they want to control everything. They want to tax us to death.
They keep us at home, so we won't drive.
No. They figured you have to travel to live, so that they just want to tax you everywhere you go all the time. Mm-hmm. But the other thing, big thing they want to do, and this is the scary thing. This is even more scary than just, wait, big government needs big government. You know, that needs more money, and that's what communism. Big government is communism. The bigger the government, the closer to communism we get. But the reason they're doing this is the only way that you can tax somebody on a mile, on a mileage basis, is what? Is to have a tracer or a tracker on your vehicle. They want to know everywhere you go. This infrastructure bill, you might think that they want to give broadband internet to everybody in the world because they like them. No. What it is when I go to the mountains, for a little bit of time, they can't see me. They can't see me.
Get off the grid.
They don't like that. Right. They don't like being people off the grid. They want everybody to be on the grid because they don't want nobody to hide. They want the quote unquote infrastructure bill. It proposes broadband every square inch of this country. Mm. They want, that's what they want. It's not so that, you know, the poor people in Appalachia, you know, that in West Virginia, you know, that aren't currently on the broadband, that they can, you know, have Amazon. That's not what they're doing this for. Even though they like that because Amazon's one of their companies.
Well, that would work too, yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of reasons.
But it's a win-win for them.
It's a win-win, but the main reason is they can track everybody. And that's what this here does, is you're going to be tracked from the moment you get out of your bed to wherever you go. They're going to know where you bug out at. They're going to know wherever you – and there's even a theory. Let me just say – well, I ain't going to even say this because there's people out there that already know that I'm kind of crazy. But they want to track you everywhere. That's what it comes down to. So this bill's been passed. It's a budget buster. This $3.5 trillion part of this whole Cliven Piven strategy of overwhelming our society, which was a communist plan years ago, is part of another reason they're doing this super taxation. And that they're getting ready to do this $3.5 trillion bill very, very soon, which will include free community college tuition. Free community college tuition. That's crazy. Money to create a so-called civilian climate corps, to put young Americans, an expansion of Obamacare, universal pre-kindergarten 3 and 4 year children, where they get taught everything from LGBT plus stuff. To they want to control the education so that they can take your kids from you. Medicare expansion, money for homeowners to retrofit the properties to fall in line with climate regulations, and much more. So, you know, that's what this 5.3 has nothing to do with the infrastructure. It has to do with social programs, social justice, and we'll talk about that one day. You hear that word social justice, run, because that's your church, you hear it from your politician. Social justice warrior. You hear that, just say, I'm a communist. That's all you got to say. You don't have to say social justice warrior. Just say, I have bought into the communist lie. We have Tony from Phoenix on the air. Tony, good talking to you. How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm just covering a lot of key points. this whole thing that's happening right now is people that are listening to this show are thinking one of three things right now. Wow, that's very interesting. I wonder if that's true. Wow, I know that's true. I've been following it myself. Or what's he talking about?
Yeah.
Our goal is to get the ones that are saying, what's he talking about?
That's right.
To understand, if nothing else, they understand that the information that we're saying is not made up. It's actual information you can find openly anywhere, and it's real. They're doing it right now today. And their goal is complete control. Their goal is, no matter what you think, they don't like the fact that you have free will and free rights right now. They want to tell you what to do, where to go, and how to do it.
Absolutely. Well, it's about, I think I said ecology. It's not ecology that they're, the word comes from environment is the word that means surroundings, which means that they want to control everything, and that they want to control your kids in school. They want to control your body. You know the mantra for abortion rights, you know, killing babies sort of stuff is what? My body, my what? My body, my choice. That's what it is. But when it comes to like vaccines, where's that at? I said, my body, my choice is no. You're a super spreader. You sit down here and let me stick you with one of these vaccines. Yeah. So, you know, there's none of this stuff makes sense, does it, Tony?
No, it doesn't. It makes sense from the big business mindset. Some of the stuff sounds crazy, but like with abortions. Abortions are pushed so hard because it controls the races of some populations a lot better. And also it gives them a free source of biological
body parts.
Cell structure that they have, I'm saying it nicely, that they can use for investigating, for manipulation, all the things they can test on, because no one knows these people exist. No one even knows they're around. They've been aborted. No one knows.
Well, you know, that I don't have this article in front of me, so I'm going to only have to talk about it generally, but there was a very reputable source, in fact, several sources were talking about how in doing these, testings that they were using, the government, United States government was using unborn and born but aborted babies. Did you read that?
They were using lung tissue.
That they were harvesting from unborn. I mean, unborn aborted babies, and babies that actually had been born. They were harvesting tissues from them in order to do experiments. And they said, well, you know, we had to do that because you know that's the only thing we had to use or something. You know, just really crazy stuff.
Well, here's the point of view. They're getting away from aborted now. They're starting to use the word terminated.
Starting to use the word. You're a little bit fuzzy right now. What'd you say?
They're starting to use the word terminated.
I couldn't hear you.
Terminated.
Okay.
Yeah, that's your new catchphrase word.
Okay. Well, any last thoughts that we talked a little bit about some of the spending craziness that's going on there. Any last thoughts before we jump to the next subject?
Pay attention, guys. Now's not a time to go get popcorn. Now's a time to just do what's going on.
Yeah, you're right about that, Tony. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, time to pay some bills.
Yes. So this program you're listening to is being brought to you by the Alliance Legal Group. It's the Faith and Freedom Network. If you want to join in on the conversation, we have phone lines open at 488-5299, 488-5299. We only have about 10 minutes left. So 488-5299. Again, it is the program is being brought to you, paid for, and sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group. They're right here in Hampton Roads. They handle a lot of different legal issues, including bankruptcy and specializing in bankruptcy. And you can go to debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com to connect with Steve and his team and to find out more information there about Alliance Legal Group.
Well, it's free consultations. It will kind of pre-screen you. It takes about 10 minutes to determine whether bankruptcy is a good option for you, at least maybe a good option for you. And also that, you know, if you wanted to see us on Facebook, how would they do that, Colleen?
You go to the WPMH Facebook page. So It's WPMH The Lighthouse, and we're streaming right there. You can hear it, and it also plays back later, so you can find that as well. If you miss portions of the program or you want to find previous programs, they're on there as well.
So you could see me live right there on the screen.
There you go.
Okay, well, that's not the best benefit to go in there, but then I think you can get a good video and a good sound feed from that. And so we'd love to have you any way that you'd like to tune in to us. So let me go. This is very interesting here. Let's read it. That again, Epoch Times reports, this is a viewpoint from Andrew Sansone. It says, liberal online police must be stopped. And I think we would agree with that. It's no secret that online censorship and the threat it poses to free discourse is a growing problem in the world, especially in Canada, especially as tech companies come almost virtually unregulated, and they use the power to deplatform. You've heard that word so many times now. You know, whether it be, you know, Mike Lindell's folks or Parler, they just deplatform them. You can't, and then they demonetize them so that, you know, that they use, they're very, very aggressive.
That nobody wants to sponsor it, or, you know, they can't put ads on or different things like that either.
Yeah,
a lot of different personalities or politicians have done that. I mean, some of our constituencies, some of our clients have been pulled off at one point in time or another off of YouTube, and then they have to reinstate themselves and get them back on those platforms.
And as bad as, and it's terrible, as the Facebook, YouTube, all those guys sort of censorship, you know, that government very soon will step into the roles that they're censoring social media, but Canada's already doing it. And so that's what this article is kind of about. It says the proposal that Canada's getting ready to do, that this to be the online police of, and that's what this is, completely, you know, Orwellian. There's been a co-opting that we've seen, just lots and lots of reports of Facebook co-opting with the Democratic Party and things of that nature as far as the elections and everything else, Google suppressing votes and changing algorithms. But now the government is jumping in and just going to do it itself. And that's what Canada is doing now. But we have a way more liberal, and I say liberal, progressive, what do you want to call it, communist, whatever you want to call it, that's what it is. It's, and so the proposal in Canada that goes into effect in fall aims to regulate a new category of sites known as online communication services, which basically means that they're going to do social media, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, things of that nature. And there was, again, the way big government always works, they get new government regulation, you know, new, they would establish new, always get bigger, you know, new government regulators, a digital safety commission, a digital, they always have these names that sound good, but they're terrible. Digital Recourse Council of Canada, which is basically you report. Digital recourse means you turn your neighbors in. Mm-hmm. I saw something here and that, you know, that the and that you report them. That's what they want to do. They want everybody, just like Hitler Germany, just turning their friends and families in, and that they will. These are the categories that they're proposing: initial child sexual exploitation, terrorist contact, domestic terrorism. You've heard that before. Contact that incites violence, like, you know, let's go protest because, you know, that we got a communist takeover of this country, and hate speech. You know, hate speech didn't used to exist. It didn't exist 10 years ago. It's the worst thing that's, not the worst thing, but it's one of the worst things that you could possibly, speech, when it's, what, you know, the subjective determination of hate and speech makes, whoever makes that subjective determination makes that call. And so speech no longer becomes free because you have somebody, and then they criminalize it. And so that the again, that the problem with the proposal, it gives government regulators unchecked power to define and subsequently demand removal of online contact they may arbitrarily determine is hate speech. You know, and usually it would be against them. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what they're doing in the United States, is that the anything that goes against, like, election integrity, they said that's hate speech. You know, you're trying to undermine democracy. Mm-hmm. Which we don't have anyhow, but, you know, that's what they want to do. And so it's in Canada now. It's called C10. And this is, they say, is the first step in regulating the internet. So, you know, here we go. And that the, that's coming to a nation near you. You know, it's in Canada now. It's about as close as you're going to get. It's going to be here very, very soon. We've got less than 5 minutes now, and so if you want to call in, please do. If you're online and you're listening and you have a comment, thought, proposal, you know, one of the big things, we call this faith and freedom. And the one way, the only way that I've figured out so far is to have peace through this thing, because it's changing. It's here. It's not a question of whether America is going to fall. We've fallen. Is the admonition that Jesus, through John, gave to the church of Ephesus, which, again, has prophetic underpinnings. And that was that you've done all these good deeds. You're trying real hard. You hate the Nicolaitans, which I think it means, you know, because it has a etymology that would mean the people, the overcomer of the people. You don't like what they're doing. You're trying hard, but he says there's one thing that you haven't done. There's one thing that you're not doing, and that's that you have forgotten your first love. That was a prophetic message to the church as we get ready to enter this time, that the only way you're going to keep peace as you go through this process is to love Jesus and love other people. Mm-hmm. The only way that I get through is staying clean and close.
That's good.
That's it. And so that professor said, you know, if you're down, you're spiritually down. If you're up, you're spiritually up. It's a question of perspective. And so if you see this whole thing happening, everything the way it's happening, as Satan having his field day on the earth, well, then it's not a good day. But if you stop and say, well, I see what Satan's doing, but this is God, Satan. And what's God doing? And God's doing a great thing right now. You know, he's getting ready to enter this final period of time where he has great mercy, that he's going to bring many, many, many people to Jesus. Mm-hmm. But that it's not going to be easy or fun. There's going to be a lot of pressure put on a lot of people. And if you're not a Christian today, you need to become one. They say that during this time, your heart will either grow cold or it will grow hot. At the end of the story, that he says, I wish you were either cold or hot, because you can't be in between. And the reason he says cold or hot is because he either wants to reward your faithfulness the way that he wants to reward people that love him, or that he wishes that you were cold, and that he's going to punish you the way that reprobate God haters need to be punished according to justice. So that's why he says, I'm going to spit you out of your mouth. There is no fence here. You're either in or you're out. Yeah. So we're closing up. We have less than a minute that I'm going to pray real quick. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have, but you haven't lived that love relationship that you need to, return to that first love. That's how you're going to get through this. That's the only way that you're going to have peace throughout the process. Father, we just pray for that person that heard this message today. World has fallen apart, but you're steady and strong. So I pray, Father, that we would turn from our sin, we would turn to Jesus, and you would save us, restore us, and revive us again. Thank you very much. God bless you. Hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you very soon. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next Tuesday.
I've been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.